The Mitten.
The Thumb.
The UP.
KZU.
A2.
Motown.
If you follow the Detroit River south of the city, you'll hit the working class communities of River Rouge, Ecorse, and to the west, Taylor. These so-called downriver cities sometimes get a bad rap. As part of our Community Vibe series, Michigan Radio's Emily Fox introduces us to two longtime residents of River Rouge who are trying to help shape the next generation of residents.
River Rouge is an industrial town.
I'll take you down and show you, like, kind of where the lifeblood is down here of the mill.
Don Dupree is the third generation of his family to live in River Rouge. His grandfather moved from Kentucky to work in the steel mill here.
I got family ties. Almost everybody's got family ties to the mill some way from around here.
Dupree says it's the steel workers of River Rouge who helped build Detroit.
Downriver means it's pretty much working class people that are kind of the lifeblood of America and the lifeblood of the city of Detroit.
As we drive closer to the Detroit River, you can start to see the Detroit skyline. But you can also see a steel mill across from a DTE power plant, power lines, and a concrete factory. And like the songwriter that he is, Dupree sees beauty in all this industry.
I dig it. I think it's a very, like, picturesque, beautiful thing, you know?
So you see the smokestacks and the power lines as picturesque?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I dig it.
Dupree now makes a living as a musician and runs a pie shop in Detroit. But that wasn't his plan 5 years ago.
That's where I used to work, right there at the fire department.
He got laid off in 2010 after 13 years as a firefighter.
It's kind of weird to think that you're going to do that your whole life and then it doesn't work out, you know?
Dupree's life in River Rouge inspires the songs he writes, like this one called What Am I Supposed to Do?
And the union boys, yeah, they made some noise. In the end, they had to feed their families too. And union dues, they can't help me now. Tell me, what am I supposed to do?
It started being about a person that I actually ran into on a run at the mill. And he was in his job. He was like a 20-year guy, lost his job. And I started writing the song about him, and I couldn't finish it. And then I got laid off, and I finished the song.
Dupree is proud to be from River Rouge.
You know, we worked for a living. You know, we busted our butts. We didn't get nothing handed to us. And, you know, we got our hands dirty and things like that.
But he says River Rouge and other downriver communities get a bad rap. The stereotypes go something like this.
You know, it's a bunch of stupid hillbillies or a bunch of trash.
They just think of it as a dirty little hole in the wall. But I love my little dirty little hole in the wall.
That's Brandon Cox. He grew up in River Rouge. His long brown hair is pulled back in a ponytail, and you can see tattoos on his arms. He's having a few drinks at a bar in town, a bar that you can still smoke in. He just got off a long day at work as principal at the middle school.
When I was in high school, we were playing a community. I won't name that community, but they literally threw plastic rats on the ice while we were playing them in hockey because they called us Rouge Rats.
Cox says things are different in River Rouge from when he was growing up. There's more crime, more single mothers raising kids, a lot more poverty, and a lot fewer good-paying factory jobs. Cox says factory workers in River Rouge can't achieve the American dream like they used to.
People just prior to my generation, they could quit one job and go to a new job the next day. Whereas now, when people lose their job, they're struggling. And
when the factory jobs started to dwindle, a lot of working class people left town, too. Now Don Dupree, the musician we met earlier, is trying to redefine his neighborhood.
And then this house on the corner, if you can see, it's like green. A singer-songwriter in town bought that for $5,000.
In his three-block neighborhood, he's already convinced five of his friends to move into three different houses. They're mostly musicians and creative types leaving Detroit, parts of which are becoming more expensive as it slowly rebuilds.
If Detroit's the new Brooklyn, then River Rouge is definitely the new New Jersey. So come on, baby. Move in.
Dupree says the low cost of living and the grit of his city makes for a good life for struggling musicians and even better songs. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.